City of Fear, written by Alifair Burke and read by Tyler Coppin. He had been wandering the neighborhood for about half an hour when he'd spotted the trio crossing Prince Street. The blonde, the obvious leader. The other two were nothing special. One average-looking brunette in average-looking clothes. The other, petite one, slightly more interesting with her close-cropped black hair and bright yellow dress. But it was the tall blonde who was a head-turner. And she knew it. She wore tight black pants and a low-cut red satin tank over a gravity-defying push-up bra. Topping off the ensemble was a well-placed V-shaped choker necklace, the equivalent of a vertical arrow sign hanging from her clavicle, instructing, "Direct gaze here." And her hair was perfect, long, shiny, white blonde waves. He ducked into Lord Willie's en masse and perused the dress shirts while they'd passed, then continued his pace about 40 feet behind them until they'd parked themselves next to the bar at Luna. Fortunately, the girls had been kept waiting for their 8 o'clock table, so he'd had plenty of time to study the blonde up close before making a final decision. He liked what he saw. He even had a chance to speak to her briefly when she split off from her friends to go to the restroom. That had been risky on his part. But her two gal pals were so smitten with the limoncello boys that they hadn't noticed the exchange. He felt a twinge of disappointment as the hostess notified the girls their table was ready. Then he heard a male voice. "Stay for one more shot." Apparently, the men in suits believed that plying the girls with drinks was going to get them somewhere. Instead, the short girl in the yellow dress handed one of the men her cell phone and asked him to take a picture of the three friends. Mission accomplished. The brunettes followed the hostess to their table with barely a thank you to their liquor-pouring benefactors. At least the blonde gave them each a hug before she trailed along. The decibel level in the bar area fell noticeably in the wake of the girl's departure. The other patron seemed relieved, but he took it as a signal to leave. En masse, he walked north toward Houston, forcing himself to adopt a leisurely pace. His car was parked only 10 blocks away, and the girls would need at least an hour for dinner. He had plenty of time.